A good march can really get the blood pumping, and what better time for that than 7:15 a.m.? Now, WRTI intern Shoshana Slavitt takes a look at the 26-year history of the Seuss Alarm.
If you're an early bird and a lover of marching bands, then you should tune into the radio station WRTI for the 7:15 a.m. Seuss Alarm. What is the Seuss Alarm? The Seuss Alarm is the march usually composed by John Philip Sousa that helps listeners wake up in the morning on weekdays. The Seuss Alarm began in 1989 by Dave Conant, who is now the general manager of WRTI and was also the classical morning host at WRTI and WFLN for many years. He started the Seuss Alarm when he was at WFLN, which was the classical radio station in the Philadelphia area at the time, when WRTI, previously Temple University's jazz radio station, and WFLN merged and became the classical and jazz radio station in 1997, Conant brought the Seuss Alarm with him. Ever since the beginning of the Seuss Alarm, there was a Seuss Alarm Club, where listeners could email the station and become a member of the club. When you become a member, you get inducted into the club on the radio after the daily march. The host announces who the inductee is and says a little about them, and then, a few days later, their Seuss Alarm Club certificate arrives in the mail. However, back in its WFLN days, members not only received a certificate to the Seuss Alarm Club, they would also get a certificate from Maxwell House Coffee for a free canister of coffee. Although members don't get free coffee anymore, that doesn't stop people from wanting to be a part of the Seuss Alarm Club. Greg Whiteside, who became the classical morning and Seuss Alarm host in 2012, receives so many emails a day that he is booked for 2 months ahead. There are more than 4,000 members already, but this constant flow of emails means that there will still be more to come. Sometimes, people who send emails for a membership want there to be a special march on the day of their induction, so they request a march. The most common marches that are requested are John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever, Semper Fidelis, and the Washington Post March. Even though there are other composers of marches, the Seuss Alarm is named after John Philip Sousa. His name Seuss Alarm is a play on the word snooze alarm, so Sousa's name fit right in. It is also named after Sousa because he is the March King. If you're a member of the Seuss Alarm Club, you know that the Seuss Alarm is at 7:15 every weekday. For most listeners, that's a very practical time. It's become a checkpoint for most people, either an alarm to wake up in the morning or a way to see if they're running late or on time to work or school. From 1989 to now, listeners have heard the Seuss Alarm bright and early in the morning, and you can too. March on, dear listeners.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.